Hey, 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 it is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. And then, you know what? I took those paintings and turned them into products that I put on Amazon. But I no longer say that I produce power from my pain. If it was not for God, if it was not for His will, His power, His word, His love, His grace, and His mercy, I do not have the ability to be resilient or bounce back within my own power. That's why I am God resilient. God bless you. It is another beautiful day. As you know, we are firing off on all cylinders. We are on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and we are recording the podcast, God Resilient. We are just so grateful for who God is, amen, and what He is doing in our lives. God bless you, Iris. It is so good to see you this morning. If you are here, whether you're tuning in on Facebook Live or you are on YouTube Live, it is wonderful to see you, and let me know that you are here so that I can shout you out and give you a blessing. God bless you, Rhonda. It is so wonderful to see you this morning. I hope you guys enjoyed your Martin Luther King Day. Amen. Whether you rested or you engaged in community service. Amen. 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 Well, God is good, and He is forever to be praised, and all glory is due His name. Amen. I thank you so much for your faithfulness and your commitment of getting on with me in the mornings. Well, God bless you, Terry. Ooh, and we have Terry Hubby's Gil joining us again this morning. God bless you, Gil. God bless you, Terry. I love you, and good morning to you. So let's go ahead and pray, and then we're going to process the devotional in God Resilient for today, and then we're going to pursue God's word. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, we praise you, we worship you, and we honor you. Father God, you are sovereign, Lord Jesus. Our times and seasons are in your hands. Oh, Father God, thank you for giving us the will to do your will. Thank you for enabling us and waking us up, Father God, to come before you, to seek you, your face, your will, and your way. Oh, Father God, we yield ourselves to you. We don't want to just say, have your way, just delivering words, but our hearts are so far from you. Father God, we want to be in alignment. We want what we think, what we say, what we do, where we go, and what's in our heart to be one and in alignment with you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you will have your way in each and every one of our lives, but that you will also have your way during this time of recording, this time of devotional before you, Lord God. We yield ourselves to you. Move by your power, move by your might. Let there be light and show us something that we have never seen before. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you, Deacon Johnson. It is just so wonderful to see you this morning. And if you are tuning in on YouTube Live, I appreciate you. And also, if you guys listen to podcasts, you can go ahead and look up God Resilient with Dr. Letitia Webb on your either Spotify or Apple Podcast. Amen. So let's go ahead and get into the devotional. You guys know that I have journals, which is a part of my testimony, and I have been recording the devotionals in my journal. And if you would like a prayer journal, let me know. If you like this particular one, I have some hard copies. If you go on Amazon, it will be a different cover. Amen. But if you want a prayer journal to take your notes, just reach out to me and let me know. So let's get right into it. Amen. As followers of Christ, we are called to embrace change with our faith and adaptability. Let's stop right there, because we have some key words that we want to pay close attention to on this morning. God bless you, Elise. It's so wonderful to see you, my beautiful sister. I hope all is well with you and your hubby. Amen. So, some of our key words or key phrases include the power of adaptability. Let's make sure, put that in the chat or the comments. The power of adaptability. Okay. Now, I'm going to repeat. As followers of Christ, we are called to embrace change. But remember, we are not humanist. We are not humanistic. We can do nothing save Christ. So if we are going to embrace change in our lives, we need to activate our faith and we need to become adaptable. That's the only way we're going to do it. God has completely shifted the direction. We are God resilient, and we will stand on being God resilient, and we will no longer proclaim human resiliency, because we don't have it. And if we did it, it was because God permitted it. Amen. Thank you, Terry, the power of adaptability. What does that mean to you? What does the power of adaptability mean to you? Because I know it definitely takes some power. It takes a change in thought, a change in my feelings, a change in my perspective to be adaptable. Because if I have to adapt, that means I am not getting my way. If I have to adapt, that means that I have to yield. I have to humble myself. I have to make adjustments to accommodate some things, whether it's accommodating other people, accommodating situations, and what we're talking about, and we don't want to necessarily put it in these terms, but accommodating God's will, because it's definitely not our will. So if God wants us to embrace change, it is going to take faith and the power of adaptability. Elise says we are called to embrace change. Amen. We need to shift our thinking. Amen. And Deacon Johnson says, yes, the power of adaptability. My God. Think about the last time that you had to be adaptable. Was it a struggle? And I want you to respond, either put yes, it was a struggle, or no, it was not a struggle. Terry says, I must be willing, child. But sometimes you got to break your own will. I'm not always willing. And my husband he says it all the time. Some are able, but unwilling. And some are unwilling, but they are able. Think about that. Some of us don't have the capacity, but man, we want to do it. And we've witnessed that. We've either experienced that or we have witnessed that. We don't have a clue. We don't have the strength. We don't have the finances. We don't have the knowledge. We don't have the skills. We don't, whatever it is, we are lacking. But everything within us wants to do it. We are unable, but we are willing. And some of us are able, but we are unwilling. Some of us have everything it takes to get the job done. We just don't want to. We just simply don't want to do it. Thank you, Elise. Elise says, yes, the last time she had to adapt to something, it was a struggle. Deacon Johnson says, it starts with a man or woman in the mirror to make a change. You better say it. Giving honor to Michael Jackson. Exactly. It starts with the man or the woman in the mirror. And y'all, some of y'all may know I have a mirror in my office and I am looking in the mirror, and it starts with you, woman. It starts with you, man or woman. Let me tell you. We're going to go to the word. We're going to be led by the Lord. Because I meditated on this scripture. If you have your Bibles with you, and I know we may be out of the traditional order, but I got to say this now. In Matthew 15, turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 16. We're going to read 16 through 20. Amen. And you guys know I read in a Holman Christian Standard Bible. Amen. The Word of God says, "Do you lack understanding?" He asks. This is Jesus. This is what I'm reading is written in red. So these are Jesus' words. "Do you lack understanding?" Jesus asked. "Don't you realize that whatever goes into the mouth, passes into the stomach and is eliminated? But what comes out of the mouth, my God, comes from the heart, and this defiles the person. For from the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, sexual immoralities, thefts, false testimonies, slander. These are the things that defile a person. But eating with unwashed hands does not defile a person." Oh my God. My God. It's not what you put in you. And I remember preaching this message. It's not what goes in you that makes you unclean. Honey, it's what comes out of you is what defiles you, is what makes you unclean. Because the stuff that comes out of you, it's in you and it's in your heart. And God encouraged me, because there are times, honey, where it seemingly looked like I just let things ride and I just let things happen. And chatter, 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 chatter. And I didn't say a word. Because if I would have responded, I can't blame anybody for my response. Because my response comes out of me. And so when I began to come up higher and see things from a different perspective, and I begin to look and I'm like, wait, that's in them. Why am I going to be angry or offended or upset when people are revealing who they really are? That is in them. So if I respond the way they respond or do what they do, then how different am I from them? So I need to do and respond based on what's in me, irrespective of how it looks, if I'm being chumped, if I'm looking like I am weak, and if it looks like they got the upper hand, and especially when it is a group of them against you. Honey, I have been there. It's not what comes, it's not what you put in you that defiles you. It's what comes out. So if we are going to embrace change with our faith and with adaptability, and we don't want to adapt, and we are murmuring and we are complaining and some other stuff is going on, then we gotta ask, what is going on within me? What's in me? Why am I responding this way? Why am I not yielding? Why am I not just going with the flow? And I'm not, and y'all know I'm not talking about sin, immorality, or just off the wall crazy stuff. Y'all know I'm not talking about that. Okay. Elise says, we must be willing to change. Our mind and our heart are very powerful. We must be honest within ourselves to change. Yes, it's the truth about you that's going to set you free. And knowledge is not power. The knowledge that you apply to you and your situation is what makes it powerful. What are you going to apply to your life to activate your faith and become adaptable so that you can embrace the change in your life? What are you going to do? So much like seeds like mustard seeds, apple seeds, amen, they have to embrace change. The seasons change all the time. But if the seeds and the ground and the earth and the grass, if they don't embrace the changing seasons, will we experience the flourishing plants and plush greenery in the springtime? What if the earth just rebelled against God and said, no, I want it to be spring and summer all the time? What if the ocean disobeyed God and said, no, I'm not paying attention to the boundary that you set. I'm going to release the floodgates. Think about it. What if the ocean said that? And said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to stop at a certain point when my waves crash the shore. I'm going to release the full force of who I am. Because I am the ocean. My God. Deacon Johnson says, it is not what goes into the mouth of a man that makes him unclean and defiled. Amen. But what comes out of the mouth that makes a man unclean and it defiles him. Elise says, I know I have a lot, in all caps, to change. Things within myself is called self-care. Amen. Sometimes you got to do that. Lord, and then she has a cry. Elise is crying out, Lord, help me change for the better. That should be all of our cry for today. Amen. So just like the seeds, the earth, the ground has to adapt to the changing seasons, fall and winter. Amen. If it doesn't adapt, then will we ever experience spring again? Will we ever experience flourishing plants? If the earth and the seas decided to do what it wanted to do. It all has a purpose. And the changing seasons in your life come with purpose, or God would not permit it. So change, like the ever-shifting tides. Remember, we just talked about the ocean. Amen. Brings with it challenges and opportunities. We must accept both. With change, there will be challenges. But there will also be opportunities. So which one are we going to choose to focus on? Like we said, it starts with the man or the woman in the mirror. Which one are you going to focus on? Are you going to focus more on the challenges that come with the seasons change? Or are you going to embrace the opportunities? We got to embrace both, because both of them together sculpt us into vessels of resilience and hope. If we got everything we wanted, when we wanted it, how we wanted it, honey, pride will manifest. No matter how much we think we're not prideful, let us get everything we want, when we want it, how we want it. My God, that won't be good. Think about your children and your grandchildren and how they act when they get everything they want, when they want it. So God knows that with ever-shifting tides that bring challenges and opportunities, he's like shaping us and sculpting us to be these vessels of resilience and hope. That's why we are God-resilient, because we cannot do it without God. Because if it was up to us, if everything was going good, we wouldn't want anything to change in our lives. Some of us want, you know, no changes at all. And then some of us want everything to change. It all depends on where we are and our perception and attitude to what toward what's going on in our lives. Amen. Everyone put sturdy oak tree. This is the next key word. Our first key word was the power of adaptability. Amen. Our next key word or key phrase is sturdy oak tree. Thank you, Terry. Terry says that we are on the potter's wheel. Thy will of the Lord. Amen. Deacon Johnson says, even in ministry, we find ourselves adapting to some believers, those who are still working out their salvation. My God, yes. Yes. How forward can we go in ministry if we have babes and carnal Christians? If we got babe, if the church is filled with babes and carnal Christians, how effective can the church be? If the church is carried by the Pareto's principle, the 20 out of 80%, 20% of the people doing, you know, the majority of the work, that puts a burden on the pillars. Amen. But that's how it is across the board, whether it's ministry, whether it's work, there is the Pareto's principle, 80-20. Amen. 20% of the people carrying the majority of things. Thank you guys for putting sturdy oak tree in the comments. So now, our faith akin to the sturdy oak tree is firmly rooted in the soil. Can you proclaim that? Can you proclaim that your faith is akin to a sturdy oak tree firmly rooted in the soil? For me, some areas of my life are firmly rooted, other areas aren't. Hey, truth be told and shame to death, okay? So, we want our faith to become our anchor in the midst of the winds of change. Think about it. Change will come. Change is inevitable. But when change comes, are we going to be tossed to and fro when it comes? Or do we have enough faith to be a sturdy oak tree where we are firmly rooted in the soil? And this is our spirit. This is our our internal being. Not anything that's going on external of us. Is your inner core, your heart, your faith, amen, is it an anchor? Is it an anchor? So that when the change comes, you steady, rock steady. You may not like it. Your leaves may rustle. Your leaves may fall to the ground. The squirrels may be eating your acorns. But my God, my God, my God, you steady. Hey, Sister Nicola, God bless you. She says, wow, I was just reading about the 80-20 concept yesterday. Thank you for always confirming your word. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Our faith needs to be like an anchor amidst the winds of change, because baby, the winds will blow. Things will change. That's when we have to tap into the power of adaptability, but it's not in our own strength. We must activate our faith in God. Amen. Our faith also guides us through the uncertainties and the transitions we encounter. When you don't have a clue what's going on in the midst of all the changes in your life, all you have is your faith. Y'all know how I am, honey. You got to get you a scripture. What's up, Evelyn? How are you? How are your hubby? How are your two baby girls? I pray all is well with you. Honey, you got to get you a scripture. You got to be able to stand on something. When things are changing and you're transitioning and you're uncertain, honey, you're going to need something that's going to anchor you in the midst of the winds of change. Amen. Terry says that mustard seed faith is powerful. Yes, it is, honey. But what does that mean? Mustard seed faith. Do I really just need faith that small? Because sometimes the stuff I be going through, I need more than a little mustard seed, honey. I'm just speaking about me. Okay? It's like, and I'm not doubting you and what you're saying. I'm just like, what does mustard seed faith mean? Because does it really take just a little bit? Because if it takes just a little bit, why does it feel like I'm being stretched and it's taking all of me and it is painful if all I need is a mustard seed? I'm just talking about me. Because there's some stuff God want me to do that it kills me. It takes everything within me to say yes. For me, that's more than a mustard seed. I'm not doubting God's word, but maybe I got to look at that thing from a different perspective. Amen. So Deacon Johnson says, sturdy oak tree means, amen, strength, stability, and protection, standing strong through all things. I know that's right. Amen, amen, amen. Sister Nicola said, put a word on it. Yes, honey, get you a scripture. Amen. Evelyn says, I am tired. Just got off a 12-hour shift. Just trying to get the word in me so I can get some rest. Pushing through. Thanks to God. Amen, honey. Thank you for your faithfulness to push through. Get that word, honey. God will honor that sacrifice. Amen. Terry says, amen. It depends on the situation. I know, honey. I just feel every part of me just opening and just being stretched, my God, and I feel it. Amen. Sister Nicola says, yes, Lord, I need big faith and big strength for things I am going through. But we're not gonna doubt God's word, because he did say it takes a mustard seed, you know, faith. I just got to see that thing from a different perspective, because it don't be feeling like that. If you child, just this little thing right here, that's all I need. Okay. So we must be faithful, we must be rooted, and we must be resilient. Y'all put that in the comments. Be faithful, be rooted, and be resilient. That's the only way we're going to embrace this change. We must be faithful. We must be rooted. We must be resilient. Rhonda says, one pastor defined faith as complete dependence on God. I know that's right, child. And Terry says, maybe God is developing our faith to grow. Yeah. Yeah, honey, because I feel that stretch. I be feeling it. Child, I be dying. Like, oh my God, why? Amen. Be faithful, be rooted, and be resilient in God. Amen. God bless you, Terry. Thank you. Be faithful, be rooted, and be resilient. And it's in that order. The only way that we're going to be God resilient is if we activate our faith and be rooted in his word. Amen. Thank you, Sister Nicola. Be faithful, be rooted, and be resilient. That's it. It starts with our faith. And like Deacon Johnson said, it starts with that man or that woman in the mirror. What are you going to do? How are you going to respond? What are you going to think about the situation? Are you going to submit to God? Evelyn says, what does resilient mean? Resiliency means the ability to bounce back, the ability to overcome trials and struggles and situations and not let it affect you so much that you're no longer the same type of person, that you're able to go through what you went through, get up, you know, learn the lesson and move forward still in a healthy and positive way. Doesn't mean that you're not going to have residue. Doesn't mean that things are not going to affect you, because everything that we go through should change us and grow us and develop us and mature us. But are you resilient enough to go through it and not let it break you? To go through it and not could be completely depressed, to go through it and not hit rock bottom. I mean, think about it. And I'm using all of these different sayings and vernaculars, but it is the ability for you to get through something difficult and still able to walk and to stand and to move forward and to be positive. Like Terry said on yesterday, to be, we got to go onward, upward, and forward. Amen. Evelyn says, I need to be resilient every day. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Deacon Johnson. Amen. I appreciate that. And yes, Evelyn, yes, yes. You are so welcome. Yes, yes. Evelyn says, thank you for the breakdown. Amen. Yes. Can you do it? Because y'all know, everybody didn't make it through everything. Depending on the situation, some people didn't come back from certain stuff that they went through. And then when we think about their lives, we be like, man, such and such, they didn't make it back from the situation. There's a myriad of examples. A loved one dies, person's never the same after it. They didn't make it back. People dibble and dabble in drugs, never made it back. People went through heartbreak and disappointment, never got up. People tried businesses failed, never tried again. Some people love somebody and the person cheated and left them. They didn't believe in love again. They were heartbroken, developed low self-esteem, never got back up. Those are just a few examples. Amen. Whew, my God, my God, my God. Let's turn to Isaiah. So we already read one of our scripture references for today. We read that in Matthew chapter 15, verse 13. Amen. Now we are going to turn to Isaiah, and let's turn to Isaiah chapter 60. Amen. Isaiah chapter 60. So we're going to look at verse 21 first. Amen. Terry says, thank God he allowed me to bounce back. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you pulled me up out the pit. And you set my feet upon a rock and you established my goings. My God, God, you healed my broken heart and you bound up my wounds. Lord God, when my mother and my father forsook me, you took me up. We are God resilient. You better get you a scripture. Amen. So, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 21. All your people will be righteous. They will possess the land forever. They are the branch I planted, the work of my hands. Can you proclaim that? Can you proclaim that you are God's people? And when you are God's people, because our righteousness is as a filthy rag, works. But when we put on God's righteousness, amen, we will possess the land forever. Wherever we go, we will have victory. And whatever God has for us will be ours. Amen. Can we proclaim that we are the branch that God planted? Or did you plant yourself somewhere? Did God plant you where you are? Or are you self-planted? Because that's where you wanted to be, and that's what you wanted to do, and that's where you wanted to go, and those are the people and the circles that you wanted to be with. Are you a branch planted by God? Are you the work of God's hands? Yay, God. Selah. Let's calmly think about that. Whew. Where are you? Are you where God told you to be? Are you with whom God told you to be with? Are you doing what God told you to do? Are you the work of God's hands? Amen. My God, my God, my God. So let's go down to Isaiah 61, verse 3. Amen. Isaiah 61, verse 3. And the word of God states, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, festive oil instead of mourning, and splendid clothes instead of despair. And they will be called righteous trees, planted by the Lord to glorify him. All of this is to glorify him. My God. My God. He's going to give you a crown of beauty instead of ashes to glorify him. He's going to give you festive oil so that you no longer have to mourn, so that you can glorify him. He's going to clothe you with splendor. Not for you. He's going to give you that instead of despair, so that you will glorify him. You will be called oaks of righteousness, so that you will glorify him. You will be planted by the Lord, so that you can glorify him. Ah, Terry said that's one of her scriptures. Okay. Beauty for ashes. Yes, Lord, he did that. Amen. So that you, Terry, can glorify him. Woo. Y'all. Woo, honey. I feel it. My God, my God, my God, cleanse these pipes, Lord God, that I may be as, whoo, clear as a whistle. My God, my God, my God, his word. Will burn up everything in you, Lord. Amen. It's like fire shut up in my bones. Amen. That word will purify your heart when you let it. When you yield to it. When you obey it. For we proclaim God resilient. We take credit for nothing that we do to glorify him. Amen. Y'all. God is good and he is forever to be praised. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And we will be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. on YouTube and Facebook Live. Amen. If you are checking it out on the podcast, of course, you know it is on demand. Amen. God bless you. I love y'all. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Have a wonderful day.